You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. An important job in the music business is the job of the so-called sound man, the one who monitors or engineers the live or recorded sound. And that word sound man might sound sexist, but the truth is that most sound engineers in the business are still men. And that makes the women doing this work, I think, even more distinctive. Carrie Keyes is a big name on that list. She is a sound monitor engineer for Pearl Jam, for Fugazi, and in their heyday for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a number of other bands. She's doing a workshop in Modesto at the end of this month for girls ages 12 and older who are interested in learning this kind of work, and she's on the phone with us from Ventura. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, how are you?
Very glad to have you with us. And the workshop is in a partnership with the Northern California Women's Music Festival. Victoria Boyington is the director, and Victoria is here in the studio. Good to have you with us as well.
Good to be here. Thank you, Beth.
So, Carrie, would you explain at a concert, for example, what your job is?
For my job, I'm a monitor engineer, and I am directly responsible for the sound the band is listening to during the concert, which is different than what the audience is hearing.
Okay, and how many women do you know who do the job that you do?
At this point, I am aware of probably 15 other women.
Wow.
It's a very low number.
Are you a musician yourself?
I wouldn't consider myself a musician anymore. I did do a lot of music in high school, but not currently.
So you're working on the road. You're traveling the way the bands travel.
Right.
Well, Carrie, I know that you're very excited about this in conjunction with the festival, which isn't until October. But what made you launch the idea that it's time to pass this learning to kids as young as 12?
Several things, but Victoria was definitely the spark to it. She contacted me earlier this year, about getting their volunteer certified in sound, which there's not really certification in sound. So, we kind of brainstormed and we put together the program. And the other spark for me is the lack of arts funding in public schools at this point. I think it leaves a pretty big hole for students that need it. So getting programs like this out there to the kids, I think, is really important.
That's a good cue, Victoria, for you to explain what this workshop is and how hands-on it is.
Yes. Yeah, so all of the young women who participate in this workshop are going to get a toolkit to take home with them. And Carrie has been so great. She put together a sound guide for girls. So they'll be able to take that with them, too. And they're going to be able to use their skills to run an actual venue on that Saturday. So they'll be at Respect on the River. It's a private event that happens on the Stanislaus River. And they're going to run sound all day. We'll do it in shifts, and they're going to apply everything that they've learned from Carrie during that week.
Carrie, would you consider this apprentice work, even though I know there are many schools that teach sound technology, but learning person to person, is that still as important as it used to be?
It's probably just as crucial as going to school and the studying it and learning the theory. There's so much that you only learn hands-on. And hopefully I will be able to get some of that knowledge to these young girls and inspire them that they can work in this industry.
And you're at Rock and Roll Warehouse, Victoria, so all the equipment is there.
That's right. We have a stage. We have all the equipment there. And actually, it's the location of the Valley Music Rocks Institute, which happens in Modesto. Darren Morris runs that program, and he puts together bands. So a lot of those bands will be there during that week so that we'll be able to run sound for those bands as well. And when you're talking about sound engineering, I think to become a sound engineer, it does take access to equipment, but it also takes a good mentor. And I think that's where we lack in education, in our education system. We don't really have very many women mentors in sound engineering or in the STEM-related fields because this is still, you know, it is, sound engineering is a STEM-related field.
It is. I didn't ever think about it that way. But Carrie, tell me about your mentor. I read his name is Dave Ratt, a Ratt Sound, but how did that beginning happen for you?
I met Dave at a Black Flag show, and I really didn't have any idea what he actually did. I knew he worked for the band, and I just said, I want to learn what you're doing, and he said, all right. And I basically just started loading in and out shows with him, and learned that, you know, eventually I was getting paid and I could quit my day job, and everything I learned was hands-on. There was very little educational opportunities 25 years ago for it.
Right, that was the mid 80s, so it was punk bands then, right?
mainly, that was their big clientele was Southern California rock, punk rock bands. So, yeah, I came up through that.
And then, just to give an example of how this works, how did the meeting with Pearl Jam happen? So that now, for 20 years, you've worked with that band.
I was working for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the time that they came out on tour as the support band. I knew a couple of the guys that worked for them, and they asked me if I would mix monitors for them as well. So I did, and I've been with them ever since.
Am I right in saying that you're the one that the musicians yell at when they say, give
yes.
me more up front, give that, me more that, back that, behind, that, I need that, to hear the that, drums?
That is me. if someone's getting yelled at during a show,
right.
it's the monitor engineer. So
you have really thick skin, don't you?
You got to have thick skin. You got to take it, you make sure, you know, you can't take it personally. A show is very heat of the moment, so...
Victoria, you love Modesto's music scene, and you started the Northern California Women's Music Festival to celebrate that. But in pulling acts together, how many times do you cross paths with women in the business who aren't on stage?
Oh, well, not very often. That's why I reached out to Carrie when I found out about soundgirls.org. I found out about Women's Audio Mission first, and then I saw links to their website, and there just aren't. There's only one other sound girl in Modesto, and that is sad to me because there's so much opportunity there to grow our own.
As part
of our festival.
You better say her name. If there's only one, go ahead, call her.
Her name is Brenda Francis.
There you go.
She runs Modesto Sound. And so she's the only one in Modesto that actually has been in the field for a while, has created her own sound engineering, kind of like a club, but they also just run live sound workshops for all kids of all ages. So, yeah. That's Modesto Sound.
So, Carrie, you don't work studio sessions then. You're not doing studio sound, right?
I am not doing studio sound. I'm only live shows.
And you have to be on the road to make your money. You don't make money if you stay at home and watch MTV, right?
Okay. No.
Carrie Keyes is a live sound engineer for bands, as I mentioned, including Pearl Jam. And I'm also speaking with Victoria Boyington from the Northern California Women's Music Festival. You should mention some of the lineup, Victoria, for this fall's festival, October 23rd and 24th.
Yes. We have Lita Ford. She's a legendary rock and roll star. She started the Runaways. A lot of people who are younger don't have any clue as to who she is.
Oh, well, then let me pause you a minute.
Yes.
We just happen to have a clip, so let's Woo. Listen to Lita Ford.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10 from my old man. Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing.
But it will be a big thing that she is coming to play at the Women's Festival.
That's
so.
Right. And then we also have Tracy Bonham. She was actually nominated for a Grammy for Best Alternative Song and Album that year in the 90s. I don't remember exactly which year it was. Barbara Dane, she's a legendary folk singer from back in the 60s, and she actually had a coffee shop in San Francisco, and she's working on her memoirs right now. She's got so many great stories, so I'm so excited to have that whole lineup. Megan Slankard, she's also going to be there.
Right.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Well, speaking of girls and girls in the biz, Carrie, I think I read a blog post that you, one of your daughters, has followed in your footsteps. Is she out on the road now too, or learning to be on the road?
She is out on the road. She is doing sound for on the Warped Tour this summer. So I don't know if she'll follow in my footsteps or her father's footsteps, but she might.
Okay, yeah, her father's in the business too, right?
You're right.
Well, tell me a couple of the rules that every good person in the biz should know, especially someone in the job you have.
Oh, goodness.
Show up, right? Show up on time.
Show up on time, always. Be 15 minutes early or you're 15 minutes late. And if you're a monitor engineer, you should be watching the band the entire show. That's my biggest piece of advice. I see people on their phones talking to people for those 2 hours or 4 hours that Pearl Jam plays. Your attention should be on the band.
It's so funny to hear you say that, because I can imagine people thinking, why wouldn't I be watching the band for 2 hours?
Right.
Exactly.
But it's still a day job, isn't it?
That's part of the job. All it takes is missing something that they need once, and they're, you know, you're not going to get hired. So,
okay. And real quickly, do you still have scholarships, Victoria, for this workshop?
Yes, we do. And Okay. Actually, that scholarship application period ends this week. So, if you do want to submit for a scholarship, you can go to our website at www.NorthernCaliforniaWomen'sMusicFestival.com. And if you go to the Sound Girls page, the application's right there.
And it is soundgirls.com. I'm not just throwing that phrase out there.
It's actually soundgirls.org.
.org. Oh, sorry about that. Thanks for the correction. Okay, when you come to Sacramento, Carrie, you come into our studio. I want to meet you. You are a legend, you know.
Oh, well, I will try.
Okay.
I'll be there all week, from the 27th to August 2nd. So.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. And we're going to roll under some music of Fugazi. And Carrie, Victoria, appreciate you both being here. Good luck with the workshop and the festival.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Yes, thank you.
The workshop, again, is July 27th to August 1st. There's more online at capradio.org/insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.